Let's start with the good things. Not the cutting off the arms and the legs and the eyes. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Once upon a time, there was an old king who had three adult daughters. One day, he wanted to find out which one of them he should leave his kingdom to. He therefore called for all three and asked each of them how much they loved him. "Dearest father," replied the oldest, "I love you the same way as I love my eyes and my heart. I love you more than the freedom and more than the words can express. No daughter could love her father more than I love you." The old king was very pleased with her answer and went on to the second daughter. The middle daughter said, "I love you more than I love the sunlight. I love you more than heaven or everywhere on earth. I cannot love someone or something as much as I love you." Well, the king was pretty pleased with this answer as well, and so he finally turned to his youngest daughter and asked her to tell him how much she loved him. "Dear father," she answered, "I love you as much as people love salt." The old king had to think for a moment and was all of a sudden very dismayed. He said, "As salt," he exclaimed. "You say you love me like salt, the simplest and cheapest spice in my kingdom. If you had at least had said saffron, which is costly, or sugar, which is sweet to taste, that would have been different. But salt, it is the same as saying you don't love me at all." He was very angry, so the king showed his youngest daughter the door and forbade her ever to appear again in front of him. He appointed his eldest daughter as his heir, and then the middle daughter, as middle daughters are wont to do, got outraged, and she went off to sea and became a pirate queen. The youngest daughter walked away very sad. When she had been gone for many days, she came to another castle. And she was immediately employed in the kitchen, and soon the reputation of her skill reached the young king of that castle, and she was appointed the chief cook. After a time, this young king decided to get married, and the wedding was celebrated with an amazing, fantastic feast that lasted for 3 days. Now, obviously, the neighboring kings and queens were invited to join in the wedding feast, and the old king was there. The youngest daughter, now the head chef, made sure that the food that her father ate contained no salt. One course after the other was served, and all the guests praised the amazing, fabulous, excellent food, so tasty, so perfect, all but the old king, who could hardly get a bite into his mouth and down his throat because every mouthful grew in his mouth, and although the food was delicious, it was almost inedible. In the end, he couldn't stand it any longer, and he called for the head cook. "What have you done with my food?" he exclaimed. "It tastes of nothing at all. Everything looks fantastic, but it tastes like slush and dust. As much as I chew, I have no taste, and as much as I swallow down, it feels like it doesn't satisfy me." "Ah, dear father," replied the cook, "you exiled me from your house when I told you I loved you as much as people love salt. That is why you got no salt in your food these past 3 days. Just as this feast is pointless without salt, so my life is meaningless when I cannot live close to you." Needless to say, the king took back his youngest daughter. And it was only when he ate that meal without salt that he realized how important such a minor thing was. And only then could he also understand that his youngest daughter loved him just as much as the other two. However, the middle daughter still remained a pirate queen. The king was ashamed when he realized how stupid he'd been, and he wrote immediately in his will that when the time came, his youngest daughter would now be his successor. He retired when he could and let his daughter rule. And she, of course, was a good queen who ruled with wisdom and care many, many years thereafter. Salt is good. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Salt does a couple of things. Salt counters corruption and the decay of things. In those days with no refrigeration, imagine a feast without salt. Not a good thing. Salt preserves freshness and goodness, and salt adds flavor. It brings out the flavor of things. And yet, you all know what it's like to get too much salt as well. I was at a restaurant the other evening with a friend, a Mexican restaurant, so say we were having a margarita. My friend went to take a sip of his margarita, and at that spot on the rim was an awful lot of salt, which he was not paying attention to. And then I saw his face. Ugh. He could barely swallow and had to drink a lot of water to counter that salt, because salt can burn and corrode. You know what it's like when you have a cut and you go into the sea. You know every single nick on your body. So salt is a positive thing, and too much salt can also be not a great thing. And there's somewhere in the middle there. My grandfather, my mom's dad, used to come over for dinner when I was a teenager. And he would be served his dinner, and before he tasted his dinner, he would pick up the salt shaker and go like this. And my mother would say, "Dad, are you going to have any food with that salt? Or just the salt?" I tasted his food once and I could not eat it, but for him it was perfectly seasoned. Everybody needs a different amount of salt. And I'll let you know, he did live to 90 and did not die of high blood pressure. So we've got to remember that salt too much can burn and ruins the food and our taste, and too little does not bring out enough taste. And so today, when Jesus is saying that salt is good, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another, I think he is talking about salt being about judgment, about self-judgment, so that we will have enough self-judgment to know when we've overstepped or understepped, but not so much self-judgment that we become so negative about ourselves and so poor me and so whiny that the rest of the world does not like to be with us. That is a narcissism in a negative way. Jesus is also saying, have enough judgment that you don't become, that you have not brought out too much of yourself, so that you are puffed up and you think you're better than everyone else. Another form of narcissism. Have judgment. Don't kill yourselves with judgment, and don't be too light on yourself. And so when he says about plucking out your eye if it causes you a pain, that's a bit of hyperbole, of course. It's like, remember that you may not be walking that middle line. Remember that you're the one in charge of your take on life and your actions and how much salt there is in you. The thing is that we have to have that kind of self-judgment in order to be at peace with others. The hardest peace we ever make is the one we make with ourselves. It's absolutely the case. We can forgive others, and they can forgive us, but to forgive yourself and to really mean it and to know it and accept it with all that means is the hardest amount of salt to have. The disciples hadn't been at peace when we get to this, of course. They'd been arguing, as you may recall, about who was the best among them, who was number one. They were attempting, in the beginning of this passage, to stop others doing good works. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." Way too much salt. Jesus says, "Don't stop them, because anyone who does a deed of power in my name will soon not be able to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us." The solution of Jesus' squabbles was very direct. Have salt in yourselves. Judge your own pride, your own sins, your own shortcomings, and forgive them. And be at peace with one another. When we're able to have just enough salt, not too much, not too little, then we're able to be open to receive and appreciate and serve others and to walk together. Then we are at peace with our fellow believers, and then we don't have to worry about cutting off our arms or our feet or sticking our eyes out. Indeed, we can cast out demons and we can bring joy to the sorrowful. Amen.